Meditation is one of the world's oldest practices, and there are different forms all over the world. In today's episode, we will be looking at what meditation is, the different forms of meditation, the advantages meditation has for us, and how that this tool can help us hear God. So find a good location without distraction so that you can enjoy the juice from this episode on Hearing God with Shema Podcast.
Welcome to Hearing God with Shema Podcast, your sacred space for divine connection. I'm Reuben Oluwojoba, your guide on this spiritual journey. Tune in to uncover the secrets of recognizing God's whispers in every moment. This is where faith meets frequency. Grab your headphones and open your heart.
Yes, welcome back. It's another episode on Hearing God with Shema Podcast. My name remains Reuben Oluwojoba. All right, today we will be talking about meditation and how that this particular tool can help us hear God well. The book of Proverbs 28 from verse 1, it says, "Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself." This is King James Version. All right. So, yes, the world can get very, very busy, from work to church or to school, or from work to, you know, so many of us have different engagements, and we seem to find ourselves in a circle of having to leave work to either church or to family to back to the house. We seem to just get engaged with a lot of things. And when we decide to, you know, take our time to chill, we spend time with friends, watch movies, or, you know, just find something engaging to do. And many times we don't have that time to just stay in silence, to meditate. If you really want to hear God, like it's a big thing for you, like it is for me, one must learn the art of staying away from noise, from distraction. A lot of times when we say we want to, you know, just spend time and be quiet, it's either we're on our phones, or we're watching a movie, or listening to music. All of these are feeding our hearts or our minds with information, be it in the lyrics of the song, in the plot of the drama we are watching, or from the info we are reading. But if you really want to hear God, you need to take your time to just shut out from every distraction. You place your phone in a different location and you're just there in a room in silence, meditating on things God has said to you in the past, or what you read in His Word, or a particular thought that has been very, very loud in your spirit. While you meditate on these things, you will hear God speak to you. Now, this is different from being lost in thoughts. No. This is an intentional, mindful meditation. There are many and different types of meditation, but the meditation that is good for us as Christians to be able to hear God, or even if you're not a Christian, you want to be able to hear God, it's a meditation whereby you are intentionally saturating your mind with what God has told you before, or something that came alive in your spirit according to, you know, after you've read from God's word or a particular verse of the scripture. You are just staying on that word, asking yourself questions, trying to, in your mind, unravel everything around that word, around that message, around that information. There are many times I wake up with a particular song in my spirit. The lyrics of that song, many times I take out time to just be silent, stay away from distractions, and try to unravel the lyrics of that song, trying to hear what God is trying to communicate to me. If you will hear God, you will need to practice this regularly. For me, when I wake up in the morning after I pray, I take out time to just stay silent, to just meditate, wait, and receive what God has to say. Or it could be after a very long day, I've eaten, you know, I've had my bath, I just go in the room. Before, I would switch off the lights just for me to be able to focus, to narrow my focus. You might not necessarily have to do that. But what we are trying to say is stay in a place where it's silent, away from distraction. intentionally taking a topic or something God has said to you or a particular verse, and you are just there thinking on it, asking questions. And before you know, light will come, you will hear what God is saying. I know the world is busy. We have deadlines to meet. We have demands here and there, left, right, and center. We have plans to execute. But if you will hear God, you will need to find time away from the distractions, demands, and the noise to be able to meditate and hear what God has for you. Remember the book of Proverbs. It says, true desire. So it's intent. You know, a man desires to just stay away from the noise. Having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with wisdom. So, you know, if you would hear God, you would have to find times to just stay away. Many pastors, many thought leaders I've met have times of retreats where they stay away from their busy schedules just to spend time with God in silence. In silence. In silence. Serious things are done in silence. Have you seen people take exam where there is so much noise? Couples, when they come together to make a life, it's done in silence. Not just environmental silence alone, in silence of oneness of both mind, soul. So aside staying away from a place where there is no noise and distraction, there needs to be silence in your spirit and soul. You are not there in silence and you're thinking of 100 things or thinking of the next thing you want to do, the next plan. No, your mind is quiet before God. So having an environment free of noise and distraction will help your body and soul to be quiet. All right. So aside staying in a place free of noise, you need to bring yourself, your body, and your spirit to a place of quietness. It might take time. Just stay there until you attain that position of quietness. Quietness. And like I said, this is not the regular, you are lost in thought. No, this is an intentional, mindful meditation. So if there's anything you'll be going away with in this episode, is that you need to find time away from distraction to be able to hear God, where your mind, soul, and spirit is quiet before God. Then you will hear what God has for you. Perhaps you have not found that time. That is why you have not heard God on that matter. Take our time today to just stay in silence and hear what God has for you. Till we meet on the next episode, keep practicing this art of meditation, mindful meditation in silence. God bless you.
As we conclude our journey today, remember that the Divine Dialogue is ongoing. Thank you for tuning in to Hearing God with Sheba podcast. We are in the silence. The sacred speaks louder than words. If these podcasts has resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share the divine vibes to friends and family. Together, let's create a ripple effect of awareness and connection. God bless you.